This podcast is brought to you in part by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, condo, or any type of property, trust Amanda to help match you with up to three top agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Hey, all you rock stars from Washington, D.C. This is the Rock on the Money podcast, episode 77. It's time to talk about your saving, investing, and protecting all of those hard-earned monies. We're here to coach you along your path to retirement and financial independence. I'm Greg, your Dave Ramsey Master Financial Coach, along with Amanda, a corporate in-house lawyer and real estate referral agent, and we're so grateful you've joined us. Call us right now with your questions, comments, 99888-ROCK. Check us out on Facebook at Rock on the Money or the website at rockonthemoney.com. Hello, Amanda.
Hello, Craig.
I think we're kind of back.
We both
had a little break there, and we had our things going on. You had your medical procedure, and then I had laryngitis. It's like we just totally fell apart.
We did.
But we're both sounding pretty. I'm about 90% of my voice.
Yeah, I would say I'm about 85 to 90% myself.
There you go. So, guys, we're here for you, 85% for you. we're going to do the best we can here. So, I think we're back to a regular schedule here again and repeats and all that. So, it's good to have all this going. So, anything new with you?
No.
By the way, Amanda, I really like that interview you did with your Choice Realty Connect that you do, your referral thing. And how much she saved that $40,000?
Well, she sold for $40,000 more. So her take home was actually exactly what she had thought she was going to sell for. Yeah,
that was amazing. $40,000 more. I do understand it was still a hot market, but she still had a great real estate agent thanks to you.
It's a hot market almost everywhere now. So
yeah, it almost makes me want to sell, but then I realize, oh, I have to go buy something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a hot market just about anywhere. So the agent makes a huge difference. If you're selling, the agent will help you get more. And if you're buying, the agent will help negotiate for you.
And she got $40,000 more than what she thought she would get originally.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for helping out one of our listeners. That's awesome.
Yeah, my absolute pleasure. I hope that others can also take advantage.
Yeah. So guys, if you're looking, I know I say this all the time, but Amanda is somebody you can trust. She will get you a referral to one of the top three agents in that area you're looking for, whether you're buying or selling, right?
Yeah. Up to three different options for agents within the top 5% in any zip code in America.
And just because they have a billboard and they have a big budget doesn't make them necessarily the best for you.
Right. So I know it's so hard to find a good agent that even I use this referral service whenever I move around or when I look for rental properties anywhere else. I use this, my agency.
Well, I'm definitely going through, and I'm not just saying it because you're my co-host, but because I know you, I'm definitely using you when I finally sell where I'm at and move or whatever, because eventually I want to find my retirement location. So I'm definitely using you because I trust you and I know you will take care of me just like you take care of anyone else. So
that's right.
So anyway, I know that sounded like a commercial, guys, but it's like straight scoop. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. It's Amanda. You are actually, and we never really mentioned that a lot. And I think that's important. It's Amanda. But that's her domain name. So anyway, enough about you, okay? Can we move on?
Yeah, let's move on.
So today, what do we have on the show?
Today, we have our ever popular social media questions. And then I've got a savvy savings segment. We're going to talk about apps that lower your monthly bills.
It's been so long since we've done savvy savings. I'm glad.
Well, not that long.
I know, but people also like the questions, but they also, they really like hearing your savvy savings.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Can we just jump right into the questions, I think? And then we'll do the savvy. I think we only have, three, you said?
We have three. Yes.
Okay.
Three.
Well, this won't take long. We'll get right into your savvy. Let me read the first one. You ready? Number one. Hey, guys. Well, hello. I have an opportunity to get in on the... I hate this. Whenever I hear this, my alarm bells go up. And it's just, I don't have any reason, Amanda, but I hate this word. I have an opportunity to get in on the ground floor of investing. Whenever somebody says they're getting in on the ground
floor. How you start investing is the ground floor.
Yeah. I don't like anything that starts at the ground floor. That sounds like a red flag. I don't have any basis for it. I just don't like it. Anyway, I have an opportunity to get in on the ground floor of investing in house flipping. I'm 19 years old. I have a fully funded emergency fund, no debt, and $20,000 in savings. I'm guaranteed... Amanda, you okay? The lawyer? I'm guaranteed a minimum 10% return on a $10,000 investment. Do I need to pass this up and wait several years until I get older or get in now? I think I already know the answer to this, but I'm wondering what you guys think.
Okay, so it depends on what they mean by getting in on the ground floor of investing in house flipping. If you're the flipper yourself, there's absolutely no guarantees. I promise you, there's no guarantees. No. Just that's why they have shows like Flip or Flop, because some of them are flops, you know?
Actually, I think there's a lot more flops than what they show on the show.
There are a lot more flops.
If you read Reddit, and I think they're Reddit things about all those TV shows, they have a lot more houses that they're working on, and it's hit or miss, but... Anyway,
And then I love how the fact that they always say at the beginning when they're buying, oh, we could sell it for X dollars. And then when they're done renovating and they've gone way over their budget, they're like, oh, let's sell it for $50,000 over any other comp in the area. And you're like, what? That's not going to appraise.
What's the one with Tarek and.
That's Flip or Flop.
Flip or Flop. So apparently she has her own show, but I do like that they
honest. He has his own show now too. It's like Flipping 101. Yeah.
Yeah. And then she did. Yeah. They definitely split up completely, but I do like they are honest. Yeah. With the contractor, right?
No. With some other.
Oh my God. Okay. I can't keep up on the TV show drama, but I do like that some of these shows are actually honest about showing how they did. They broke even or lost. But I
you know what other show I love? It's on the DIY network. It's called First Time Flippers. Almost every single one of them is a complete disaster.
It's
almost painful to watch how they... And I would never buy a house from a first time flipper because the quality is just such garbage.
Oh, they take... They're cutting corners. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen that. I need to watch one of those.
It's my son can't even stand to watch it because it's so painful how...
But people need to see, more reality or talk to people doing it. Because it's, anyway, this 19-year-old, what do you want to say to them?
The only thing I would say, the only possible investment I can imagine that would come with somewhat of a guarantee is if you're making the loan to the flipper, like a hard money loan, and you're the one loaning them money. So then, you know, like a bank, you get your return on investment in the form of interest. If you're the flipper yourself, there's no guarantee. And I think it's a terrible idea if you haven't done your research and you don't know how to accurately budget for flips and you don't know how to handle disasters that happen or become uncovered as you tear a house apart and you find out things that are going to cost you an additional $15,000, $20,000 more than what you planned. So I am highly suspicious of anyone who says they're guaranteed 10% return on a $10,000 investment. Plus, that return is only $1,000. Like, that's not really that great, right?
No.
Percentages only make a huge difference when you're talking large sums of money. It's like all these people who ask about, well, where can I park my cash and make a good return on it? And yeah, we say high yield savings accounts, but honestly, with interest rates nosediving so far, even the best high yield, and I'm using that in air quotes now, is like 0.6 or 0.8%. It's less than 1% at this point. They keep dropping it. And unless you have, even if you had $100,000 in your account, you're only going to make less than $100 a month in interest. So
I don't know where all this real estate. I know you're in real estate. You do real estate. Yeah, I'm a referral agent. So many people get stuck on real estate as thinking that's the only way to make money. And there's so many ways.
It's one way.
Yeah,
but like the stock market, there's risk of losing money. So nothing's guaranteed in any type of investment unless you're buying a bond, in which case you're also not going to get much return on your investment. So again, the higher the risk, the higher potential reward, but also the higher potential for big loss. So it depends on your appetite for risk.
He has 20,000 in savings. I just want to point this out. He's 19 years old, 20,000 savings, no debt. If he takes that, we've done this before. He can invest that over the next 45 years till he's 65, right? Yeah. He will be way past a million if he does nothing else but put that in an index fund and left alone. But nobody does that.
Yeah.
He's 19. Every 8 years, that money doubles. So what's, I can do the math. It gets really close. By the time he's in his 60s, he can have $1 million. By just taking that 20,000, pop it into a 8 to 12% S&P 500 index fund. And based on historical averages, because there's no guarantees, but based on historical, he could have $1 million in retirement. Yeah. Of course, $1 million 40 years from now is definitely not the same as a million right now. Right. The value is different, but he would have $1 million. So at least that with other additional investing like 401ks, maybe some real estate and everything, he will be fine if he stays out. I like that he has an emergency fund, he's out of debt, and he knows what that means. I think that's a big deal. He needs to stay out of debt and he'll be okay. But anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Question number two. At what age and circumstances did you stop paying for your kids' cell phone bills?
Yeah. Sorry. I was laughing. You may have to repeat that question.
Okay. No, I think it's funny. At what age and circumstances did you stop paying for your kids' cell phone bills? Amanda. Okay. Let's ask each other. Do you pay your kids' cell phone bill?
I do.
And what? And what age and was he doing right now? Just so everyone's caught up.
Yeah. So he's 19, almost 20, but he's in college.
Right. That's reasonable.
Yeah. So he's still in college. So yes, I subsidize some of his bills.
Okay. So
like the phone bill and car insurance, I still do that. But, you know, there's a deal. If he gets a ticket or something else that makes the insurance rate go up, he would be responsible for taking over those payments. In terms of the phone bill, I mean, it's just easier to keep him on our family plan because it's cheaper for him. And yeah, at some point I'd be like, hey, toss us your fee for the monthly bill. But it's, you know, we use T-Mobile. That's not a secret. I've shared that before.
Yeah, I did too. Yep.
And the flat rate for it, even with three of us on the plan, of course, we get the military discount. But with three of us on the plan, with unlimited everything and all these other benefits from T-Mobile, it's $120 a month for three of us. Mm-hmm. You can hardly beat that for two plans on anything. So it's like not a substantial uplift for me to keep paying that. And that's fine. I mean, I might feel differently if he weren't in college and he were sitting around doing nothing, then I'd probably cut the cord, right?
I think we're in the same camp. As long as my kids were working and doing the best they can, I also helped them. And then I weaned them off. However, my daughter is 28.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
My daughter is 28. She's a school teacher. She's on a plan with me.
Yeah.
And I still pay her cell phone bill.
Yeah, because it's probably cheaper. Not very much more than your regular fee.
It is. It's like $10 more a month. It's not.
Right.
It's not going to help me by cutting her off.
And
so
yeah, and it's like, why would you do that to someone you love and care about? And be like, now you have to pay your own individual plan that's like $90 a month.
Yeah, it's so stupid. These plans now, I think a lot of people nowadays, they group together and do it that way. So
yeah, even if you're not in the family, some people are just pooling together on family plans, like with their friends, or I've seen strangers like group together. Now that's dangerous, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I wouldn't necessarily do that, but if it's your family member, I don't see an issue with that. I know a lot of people continue to pay it all in one bill and then just have their child pay them that amount each month. I think that's messy, so I don't do that.
Yeah, I don't. And every now and then she's buying me lunch and stuff, so it's like, whatever. I'm not worried about it.
You're not worried about $10 a month, Craig?
No, I'm not worried about $10 a month.
I mean, I think mine might be $20 extra a month or $25.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is. I just pay it. So it's the same amount every month. I just pay it. I don't even, because I know what the amount is. It's not a big deal. It's on my budget.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. It's on the budget. Yeah. So I'm curious what's behind this question, because I think someone wouldn't ask this question unless there's already some resentment behind. doing or, it. So yeah. I would love to know more about what's behind asking those questions.
Well, we have
so
question.
I think it's good to ask about what are the circumstances, right? So yeah. We talked a little bit about what the circumstances could be to cut them off. And I think as long as my son's being responsible and doing the best they can, like you said, Craig, then I don't have an issue paying that bill.
That's the way I do it. But I don't help my kids unless they're busting their butt. Mm-hmm. If they're doing the best they can, I'm right there. But as soon as they act lazy, I'm out.
My son and I sat down and figured out his budget together. And we put the cell phone bill in there as a line item. And then just noted, mom is currently paying.
Because I want him to be aware of that.
I want him to be aware what the cost is and that eventually he could be weaned off of that.
Yeah, it's absolutely. I've been weaning my daughter off as she gets her raises, you know, but she is a school teacher in Northern Virginia. The Washington, D.C. area is one of the most expensive places to live in the United States. It's not easy for school teachers. A lot of them have second jobs. So yeah. I am helping her because she is a teacher, but I'm
keeping her. I don't think you have to be a teacher to have a second job, Craig.
No. I'm retired. Yeah. I went and worked another job. So, that was out of boredom.
I'm a lawyer and I have like 2 second jobs.
No, you can be any job. Yeah. No, it's the way to do it. If you want to hustle and then you can retire earlier because, I mean, you make the money, you put away, you invest it, and then you can dump it all. So,
yeah. All right.
We all make decisions. You're a lawyer and you what? Have a side gig?
Yeah.
I love that. I love hustlers. All right, here we go. It's question number 3. Last question. Hey, guys. Yes. My wife and I just got married. Well, congratulations. And we're planning to start budgeting, but we haven't done that before. Do you have any advice? Thanks.
Yeah, so we've talked about budgeting before. Mm-hmm. And maybe, Craig, you can find, while we're answering this, you can look and see. Give a reference to our episode that talks entirely and specifically about budgeting. But
I'm on it.
Yeah, get on it. But the key advice here, it's pretty simple. First step is to identify what your current expenses are. And the second step is to figure out what your current income is. And then you have to compare those two and identify what line items you could possibly reduce in order to make sure that your expenses are less than your income. The key thing to identifying expenses is to look at your last couple years worth of like credit card bills, checking account payments, things like that, because you're absolutely not going to be able to think about, on your own, all of the other little tiny expenses. There are some general categories that can help you out. And Craig, I know you've got a great budgeting suggested spreadsheet that you use with your coaching?
Yeah, I have a Google spreadsheet that has the ballparks of what you're supposed to have as far as percentages, like what, like 5% for this and 20%. Yeah. So it gives you ballparks of where you need to be. And that's usually where you find the leaks.
Yeah, the other thing is budgeting apps. We've talked about budgeting apps before in other episodes. So, Craig, I'm sure you can find references to those to share as well. But the apps are a great way to start because they're going to give you suggested categories that you may not have thought of, like these annual expenses. A lot of people miss out on budgeting for annual expenses, like your Amazon Prime membership comes due once a year. And surprise, $120, right?
Yeah.
Most people are paying car insurance as on a monthly payment plan, but if you're not, every 6 months, that could be a big surprise bill. You know, most people put into escrow their insurance and property tax bill, but if your house is paid off, then that's going to come due once a year. Or if you aren't escrowing it, then it's going to come due once a year. Most mortgage companies require you to keep it in escrow. There are other annual expenses like Christmas. Do you have budgeted every single month money to set aside for your Christmas fund? Those types of things often get overlooked in that area.
And that would be Savvy Savings number 16. If you Google it, it's Budgeting for Annual Expenses is the title of that podcast by Amanda.
So.
Savvy Savings 15 is your budgeting for variable incomes and Savvy Savings 14 is your budget. So,
so 14, 15, 16, take a look.
And then you kept doing envelope system after that. So Well, there's a lot of them in a row where Amanda did a series about budgets in a row.
Yes.
So starting with 14 on through. So mm-hmm. there you go.
And the other suggestion I would make is you should sit down. There's a Dave Ramsey's book, The Total Money Makeover, is a great reading for you to both mentally get on the same page. That's kind of a pun, right? Same page.
Yeah.
But get on the same page in terms of your, what is the word I'm looking for? Your philosophy with money, right? So if you're not both thinking the same way about money, it's going to create friction in your relationship.
And I know they're already married, but that's one thing that if you're dating somebody, you need to find that stuff out earlier. I know everybody gets lovey-dovey and everything, but it will help you out so much for your future if you both have the same values as far as money and treat it that way.
That's
values,
the word
I'm
was
sorry.
Really
values. That makes more sense. Does that make sense, Amanda? You need to.
It does.
When you're dating, if you're starting to get serious and you're thinking, is this who I want to spend the rest of my life with? How are they treating the money part? Because that's hard to change later on. So you,
the other episode I would highly recommend is when we talked about financial infidelity.
Oh, that's reality, people. There's a lot of that going on.
Yeah.
A lot.
So now that you're just married, make sure you both are open and honest about whatever debt you brought into the marriage. And then listen to the episode on financial infidelity to help prevent any surprises down the road.
Right. I mean, we could sit here and ramble another 10 minutes on that. But really, guys, be careful. I mean, once you're married, then see if you could take like financial peace together or something like that. You know, take a course together. If only one of you is doing it, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah,
you gotta be together. Or none of this works, guys.
Yep. Otherwise, one partner is an anchor dragging you both down. Right.
So, I like that. We need to make that a t-shirt. All right, let's take a break. And we're going to come back with the return of Savvy Savings.
There we go.
I am so excited. What is this one about?
Apps to lower your monthly bills. So this kind of goes hand in hand with the budgeting
discussion. That's perfect. I like that. All right. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Rock on Money.
Here with ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Eliminate your stress. Whether you're buying or selling your home, I will be honored to help you find an expert to work with in your local area. At ChoiceRealtyConnect.com, I will help match you with up to 3 qualified licensed agents that specialize in your specific market. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com serves every zip code in all 50 states with a network of 15,000 top-rated agents that are ranked within the top 5% for sales. Whether you're looking for a condo, new construction, retreat, vacation properties, or you're a first-time home buyer or even a seasoned buyer, let me help connect you with the perfect top agent today. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. The choice is yours.
Rockland, USA.
Welcome back, everybody, to Rock on the Money with Amanda and Craig.
Yes.
Yes, I know who the queen is here. Thank you, everybody. Don't forget to check out the website, rockonthemoney.com, for all the episodes. We got, 76 episodes out there.
And we referenced a number of them social media question.
I'm blonde. I was messed up the numbering system, but then we have best of clips after that. So there's like 150 episodes out there, guys, floating around. So if you want short episodes, long ones, they're all out there. Just do a search if you're looking for something specific. Now you can find stuff. So it's really growing, really growing. And I predict our audience is going to grow rapidly here in the next month. Just watch what I get ready to do.
Okay.
Yeah, we have plans. So, it's going to be a very diverse audience is what we're looking for. So it's going to be, it's going to be fun. Anyway, let's get to Amanda. It's all about her. Savvy Savings, what you got?
Yeah. So we've got some apps that'll help lower your monthly bills. So according to a 2016 survey, 62% of respondents have paid for unwanted subscriptions or memberships because they failed to cancel an auto renewal feature. So that's not surprising considering we now have Netflix, Blue Apron, Amazon Prime, and more of our on top of that of our traditional bills. But now cutting down on those monthly expenses is easy as hitting up the App Store. So I did find three of the best apps for lowering your monthly bills. Of course, you could sit down and do this all manually, though. So the first one is called Clarity Money, and this is available on iOS and Android, so your iPhone or Android App Store. It's a pretty nifty financial app. It provides financial product suggestions, has in-depth information on credit cards, and really encourages its users to take action rather than just giving a passive list of expenses. Like a lot of budgeting apps just show you what your expenses are, right? Mm-hmm. Which is fine. It's totally fine if you just need it for a budgeting app. So one of the top ways to take action that they suggest is stop paying unnecessarily high bills. If you have a qualified service provider on your bill, so that's a service provider that this app already has a negotiating relationship with, and you'll see when you open the app. The company, and the company's been adding more steadily since their launch. Clarity Money can negotiate any potential coupons, discounts, or other savings on your behalf.
Wait a minute. So the app negotiates with people mm-hmm. you're already doing business with to lower the bill.
Yeah. So you don't have to be the one picking up the phone, calling an 800 number, sitting on hold for, 45 minutes, being transferred again and again to like their different departments.
Is this a great time to be alive or what? You mean there's an app that does everything we've been telling you, you can call in. That's amazing.
Yes. Now there is a catch. They do take a 33% cut on the total annual savings, which still you get two thirds of that savings, which is pretty awesome.
So I was
you wouldn't have any savings without them.
So that's how they make the money.
That's how they make their money.
Because mm-hmm. I always need to figure out, all right, how are they making money off this? So at least we know up front that's how they do it. Okay.
That's how they make money. So, I mean, they're not a nonprofit. They're a company that need to pay employees and everything as well. So I think that's completely fair.
Oh, absolutely. So the more they save you, the more they make.
Right. So they're incentivized to save you more money.
I like that.
I actually think it's a great pricing model because they have a skin in the game to make sure they're saving you the most that they possibly can.
I'm in. If it's legit, I'm in. Okay, so what's it called? By the way, guys, we're not sponsored by these apps. I just want to clear that up because other podcasts do talk about them, but they're paid to talk about them. We're not paid by any of these people. So I am actually going to try this and report back.
So it's a solid app all around for people trying to keep track of their money. And the combination of that and its bill negotiating services sets it apart from other financial apps.
I'm actually installing it as you talk. I want to try it. I'm like, so does it work like electric bills and stuff like that?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, I'll report back on another episode, but I want to try this.
Report back next week. Yes.
Oh, great. Yes, ma'am. I have homework. Go. What else you got?
So the next one's called Trim, and this is a chat bot for Comcast customers available on Facebook Messenger.
Okay, I have Comcast, so I'm in on this. What does this do?
So Comcast, everyone knows them. Everyone hates them. They're not the most hated company in America for nothing, right?
Right.
Trim has Comcast in their sights. So sure, Trim can help monitor price drops on Amazon and look for best deals in other ones, but... and you can connect your credit cards for rewards when you eat out and use their chat interface to cancel any of your bills. But they really have it out for Comcast. So again, this one works with all sorts of companies and all sorts of bills. But I love that they are just gunning for Comcast. They crowdsource service outage information to credit your account.
Really?
Yeah. So they created a chat bot for the purpose of talking to Comcast customer support. It's the one time you can be happy that a machine is taking your job because they're trying to talk to cable customer support. Feels like a job, right?
Right.
Yeah. Trim is a hero, right? So they take 25% of the savings for successfully credited bills. So it's a little bit lower than the Clarity Money app. And if they're not able to negotiate, it doesn't cost you anything, just like Clarity. Right. Since this is percentage based, you don't get billed, or it doesn't cost you anything unless they actually are successful in their negotiation.
Gotcha.
And it still works as a serviceable money tracking app, so you can use it for that as well. And then again, that one's available on Facebook Messenger.
I love these new models. I like how they get more money for the more money they save you.
Yes.
I like that. But the problem is I never have an outage.
Well, that's the thing. They crowdsource the outage. It may not actually impact you directly, but maybe your neighborhood. Yeah.
My Comcast actually is very solid. My internet never goes down. And I use YouTube TV, so I don't use cable TV. But my internet, because you know me, I stream a lot on Facebook.
Yeah.
So I am doing live streaming and we're doing the podcast and stuff, but my live streaming has been solid. I do 6 hours straight video and everything. It never goes down. I love it.
Yeah. You have more problems with your electricity going out than your internet. Yes. So then the last one I want to talk about today is called Prosper Daily. So it keeps track of rising costs. It may not be a familiar name, but you might have heard of BillGuard. That's the company that bought it and integrated it into its personal finance app.
Right.
So Prosper Daily doesn't negotiate bills on your behalf, but it provides another valuable service, tracking your bills and letting you know when they're increasing. So remember a few years ago when Netflix increased the cost of their subscription and everyone just lost their minds?
Right.
Prosper Daily would have been helpful then because it would have notified you of that in advance and it wouldn't have been such a surprise. Of course, we all get these emails from companies, but oftentimes they go just into like your junk mail folder, right?
Yes, yes. Gmail does that automatically,
Gmail is good at that, yeah. They've also integrated the other protection aspects that BillGuard was famous for, so it can scan your transactions and alert you to scams, errors, and unexpected fees, and provide location alerts if it looks like your card's being used somewhere it shouldn't be. And it has a number of identity theft protection services, which are paid. It's how they keep their services, other services for free. So again, most of these services in this app are completely free. And then underneath all that is a basic budgeting app where you track your money and get a free credit score check. And this one, again, is available on both iOS, Android, and then there's a web app as well.
Nice.
So the one final thing that I think is important, and as a theme across each of these apps, there was trouble, and I did read some reviews on these, and there was reported trouble connecting to bank accounts that had the two-factor authentication, which most banks have that now. Mm-hmm. So if you have your two-factor authentication enabled, then there was some trouble connecting with your bank accounts.
But that would make sense. Because that's the purpose, is they don't want they don't want outside forces coming into your bank account. So that would make sense.
Right, right. And remember, most of the time you have to do your two-factor authentication each time you log into your account. So I can see how that would be tricky to work around.
So if
that's a deal breaker for you, and again, that's hard to fault, right? Because you want your accounts protected, then you might decide on uncancelled subscription or a bill that's a little higher than it should be is worth the cost of keeping your banking information safe.
So I downloaded Clarity Money.
Yeah.
And in the app, I haven't logged in yet, but it has on the front, I'm scrolling through it. It will control your finances. So it shows a pie chart. And then it also finds all those, all those subscriptions running around out there, those micro things like Netflix and Spotify. So it will find all those so you can unsubscribe from them right from the app.
Yeah. So it's AI powered and it's a free app that uses machine learning to analyze your finances and make smart decisions. Yeah.
It's probably going to uncover stuff I didn't even know. I am legit going to try this out. I will give a review.
Do it. Yeah.
Because I'm probably a little lazier on that. I mean, I think I'm doing pretty good. But you will probably find, I could probably save a couple hundred months.
Yeah, there's always room for improvement, right?
Well, I'm
so
a
it,
guy.
It is You're also worse. A budget manager. So there's lots of features with Clarity Money. And it does get a 4.7 review out of 5. So
I did notice that on Google Play, it had a high rating on it.
It does have a high rating. I did run across some other apps that I decided not to cover in this episode because I did not like the reviews on them. So these had all had good reviews. But of course, if you're not the app type, that's perfectly fine. You can just manually look over your monthly bills, keep track of your own, and just have to deal with calling the cable company on your own.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are, of course, many, many budgeting apps and cost-saving apps out there. And that doesn't, it's not to say that these are the only three that have high reviews. I just wanted to give you a couple options.
I love that. I actually learned something today. I actually learned a lot when you bring up things like, I didn't even think about that. So,
like I'm your really coffee-saving app, the Cups, have you tried that one?
No, I didn't download that one. This one, actually, because this one, I like how it will negotiate.
Yes.
I'm all about that. I just want to see what'll happen. Mm-hmm. That'll be interesting. How much do I save just by installing an app and making it go out and do its thing?
Yeah.
That's cool. All right.
The other thing I think happens is when people start to track their spending, they start to spend less.
Yeah. I think that goes into behavioral changes because now all of a sudden you're being more serious about money and then it just compounds. And then all of a sudden you realize, wow, all of a sudden you have extra money. It's so simple, guys. Yeah. Just change a few things and all of a sudden now I have money. But then you have to change your mindset. Don't go spend it. Yeah. Save it.
The other thing I did just notice is that Clarity Money is backed by Marcus by Goldman Sachs, which I'm a huge fan of, but that has nothing to do with why I recommend it.
Well, no, I mean, that's great. They back it and they fund it. So,
yeah. Which, all right. You know, Marcus by Goldman Sachs, of course, is part of Goldman Sachs, which is still highly reputable.
It does give some legitimacy to it.
It's legit.
It is legit. Mm-hmm. It says join the beta also on there. See, I'm all about doing betas too. So I'm in. I'm going to try it. I'm going to see what happens.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Well, that was actually really cool. I like that. I'm like all giddy.
You can find Amanda on Instagram and Twitter at Agile Amanda, and you can find me on all of your favorite social media platforms at Rockland USA. Don't forget to check out the website and subscribe to the podcast. All the links are right there on the front page, rockonthemoney.com. Please subscribe and leave comments to our podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or even your favorite app that you got right there on your phone. Those help us out a lot. If you're ever looking for a specific topic or content that we've produced over time, just go to the website and in the search bar, just type in your topic, be it 401k, stimulus check, or anything, and everything comes right up for you. We have so much gratitude that you've taken the time out of your day to listen to our podcast while you're walking, driving, traveling, or whatever you're doing. Please send us an email. Let us know how you're doing out there. podcast@rocklandusa.com. So long, everybody. Thank you very much again. We'll see you again next time. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.